Starting the Gemara now. We are four lines in the bottom, Mem Amud Aleph. 48, four lines in the bottom. Who am to the Beit Rei? There was an Eved that belonged to two people. Kam Chad Minayev V'Shichru L'Palka. One of the owners went and freed his half. We don't know the story. You can make up a story of why he freed him. Bottom line is he freed his half. Now the halacha is, once you have a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, Bezin comes and forces the other person to free him so that the person can get married. Because he can't get married, but he's a half an Eved, Bezin Ben Chayrin. So the remaining owner was a star. He knew that he's going to lose this Eved. He did not want to lose this Eved. Right? He belonged to two people. He worked 3 days to one owner, 3 days to the other owner, one freedom. So this guy was going to lose his 3 days. He was going to be compensated. Sooner or later, Evan has to pay him back. But the bottom line is, you know, when Evan makes money, he has to pay him back. But the bottom line is, he doesn't want to lose this Evan. And he knows Ben's showing up at his door and going to force him to free the Evan. So what did he do? Amr Idach. Rabbanu will hear about it, and they'll take him away from me. So he went, and he gave the Eved as a present to his Katan son. Now, a Katan, according to many Rishayim, and that's how we're going to learn, even though he can't make a kinyan, it's only when he picks something on his own. But when somebody gives him a present, Das Acheres Makna, since the guy giving has Das, therefore, the katan can be kaina if somebody gives him a present. So dad gave his his 8-year-old son, the present the Eved. Now, what's Bezin going to do? He's an 8-year-old kid. He's not going to free his Eved. You can force an adult to free the Eved. Now the Eved belongs to an 8-year-old. So he decided he was going to avoid Bezin by giving the Eved to his kid. Shochar Rav Yosef made Rav Lekamah to Rav Papa. So Rav Yosef, the son of Rav, sent the Shiloh to Rav Papa. What do we do? Shalach Lei Kasha Asa Ke Yasalai. Just like he did, so should be done to him. Gemula Yashav Lei Bereshit. Pay him back what he deserves. Anan, what we do is as follows. Now I'm going to learn like Rashi. Big Machlokes Rishayim. We learn Rashi. At least we're going to try to learn Rashi. Anan, Kimlam B'Yanuka, the Mekarva died till the Gabi Zuzi. We know kids love money. They like money better than any possession. They don't have the seichel to understand that sometimes possessions are more valuable than money. For them, they like cash. Mekmina Le'Apotropos, we got a guardian to make sure that we can set a right price that somebody should be taking care of the needs of this kid. Umekarkish lezuzi, and we, I don't know how you type this, Mekarkish, bang.
Jingle.
What?
Jingle.
I can hear you.
Jingle.
Jingle money in front of him. Because of legita de charusa shmei. And the kid writes the star shikr. That's how Rashi learns. Now how does that work? We will see Rashi. So basically, we can't force the kid to free him, because the kid is a kid. But we can get the kid to free him willingly. So what we do is, we take money, make sure it's the appropriate amount of money, we make sure the kid is protected by his apotropos, and then the kid willingly will write the Shtar Shechur. Interesting, the kid can write the Shtar Shechur according to Rashi, we'll see why, but we wouldn't force him to do it. Unlike the adult, which you would force, by the kid we're not going to force. But we get the kid to willingly write one. Now, Rashi learns the kid can write one. Other Rishayim don't agree to that. But we didn't learn Rashi yet, so it's hard to ask questions.
Star Shikr is on the bumper, or what's it on?
On everything. Free the Evan. Everything. Freedom is freedom. It's a star.
Rabbi?
Yes.
How does the administrator work with a child if his father's still alive?
Sorry?
How is there a guardian on the child if the father's still around?
Well, we can. It's Bez an appointed guardian for this one thing. Meaning, dad's not trustworthy here. Dad pulled his whole shtick to save his kid from having to be greed. So we can't trust Dad to set a fair price. Dad'll say $18 million. So therefore, we need a guy that's going to be honest, figure out the value of the Eved. So we appoint a guardian who will act independently of Bezen, because Bezen wants him free. So we want to make sure we protect the kid's rights. So he gets a guardian, a temporary guardian for one thing, just to take care to get the kid the value of the Eved.
Okie dokie.
Rashi.
I'm sorry, can I ask a question before we do Rashi?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask a question before we do Rashi?
I think Rashi will take care of a lot of problems, so maybe we should wait till after Rashi. It just makes life simpler.
It's just on the concept
of
Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Does the if the or one of the masters frees the Eved, the other guy takes a financial hit because he's forced to free the guy, he loses money on the deal?
Doesn't lose any money, but he loses an Eved. He loses an Eved. What happens is we force him to free the Eved, and we tell the Eved you owe your former master the money when you make it.
Uh-huh.
Rashi. Two lines at the bottom. Umbasu Laminoi, Kidaminabu Masnison, Kaifin is Rabbi Vaisai Simakhirin. We force the Mishnah later on that we force the master to free him. Akhtin Lubnoi Kutton, Shane Royal Lakaifa Bebezin, Bezin doesn't force Kitanim. Makmina Apotropos Lianuka, Liver Loidamim Yavim. Rashi learns that the purpose of Apotropos, this is the Machlokas Mishaitim. Rashi doesn't learn that Apotropos frees him. Rashi learns that Apotropos is just to make sure they get good value, Judishim Beshuk, that he's going to be estimated for in the marketplace. Shari Tzarech Eved Lichtu Shtarech Hatzi Dumbav. The Eved's got to pay. So we have to figure out what is the price that he's going to have to pay. We want to protect the Katan. Usually, adults protect themselves. Katanim cannot protect themselves. We don't want Dad involved. So we have to find somebody that's going to get the right price for this Eved. Umekarkish le'av the Zuzi, and the Eved jingles the money, Davramuot. He doesn't have to have the whole money here. He'll pay it out later. He has to have something that the kid should say, wow, it's worth to free the Eved. Again, the kid will free the Eved for 25 cents if you get 25 pennies and make a lot of noise when you jingle the coins. And for sure, if you get $10 worth of quarters, he's for sure going to finish to free the Eved. But that's not fair. We don't want to steal from the kid. So we want to figure out what the Eved's worth. We'll get the Eved to write a star saying that he owes this amount of money. Then we'll get the kid to free him by jingling any amount of coins that gets the kid interested to free him. Yinuka, Bezen won't have to force them because we don't like to force Ksadim. Shuhi Shachril Midaita, Mishul Zuzi, he'll free him because of the money. You can't do this without jingling the coins. The Yinuka La Bar Kviyu, you can't force kids. Rashi Shita is the guardian is not allowed to free the Eved. And he can't do anything that's detrimental to the Yisayimim. The guardian is limited in his monetary and his ability to act with the Yisayimim's property. He can only do what's necessary for the benefit of the Yisayimim. He cannot do anything that's detrimental, even if we would like him to do it. That's Rashi's opinion, because I mean about Izakin, like we'll have later on in Masechtas Gittin. Now here comes Rashi and says why it works. Since when can a Tinnik free an Eved? He's 10 years old. How does a 10-year-old free an Eved? Not a Bardas. Zakt Rashi, there is a rabbinic takonas we will have in Dafnun Beis Amud Aleph that says that kids can sell and buy metalklin. Because Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, they have the right, Bezen steps in and authorizes the kids have the right to sell metalklin. As long as they're the age of pu'utais, which is mature enough to understand basic buying and selling. So an 8-year-old can go to the store with his own money and buy candy. How could the storekeeper sell it to a cotton? Who is the cotton to give the storekeeper 25 cents for the Laffy Taffy? Probably cost 25 cents by now. Laffy Taffy. You can't take money from a cotton. There's no right to give you the money. Teretzis, Chazal made a takana that from a toddler, for any movable object, we empower Ktanim to have the ability to buy and sell. That's the basis of anybody allowed to walk into a frum store, a kid, and buy something. How do you, even if he has his own money, which he can have, right, because somebody gave it to him, but how does he buy something with it? He has no das. There it is, Chazal made a takana, which we will learn about Emir Tashem later on, that for kids, they made a takana by Metalton Hapu'utais, which are the age of slight maturity. The Gemara will say exactly what age. Memker, they can buy and sell. So we are saying now, this is Rashi's big chiddush, that freeing the Eved is included in that takana that the Rabbanan made. And therefore, the cotton has a right to write Ishtar Shechrur. That's included in that takana. And therefore, he can free the Eved. Now, this is very problematic because the Rishayin are bothered. How does he take off Bishlam of the money? You can tell me Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. But where does the Isser go off? The answer is, Rabbanan empowered him to get rid of Metaltlim, including the right to sell the Evet and to free him for Isser, which is a very big Kiddush. But this is what Rashi learns. This is what Rashi learned. Rashi said, Tysus wants to know, how in the world does this kid get the Isser off the Evan? How does the Evan become free to marry a Jewish girl? Rabbinically, the cotton can free his Evan, and therefore he can take the money away. That's great. But where does the Isser go off? Don't you need a Shtar Shechrur written by an adult? Rashi seems to say that this takana that allowed a cotton to sell and buy allows Shikur, which helps him now to marry a Jewish girl, which is a very big Kiddush, but that's what Rashi seems to say.
Rabbi, did we also include Kuli Alma that an Eved is Karka?
I'm sorry, somebody's talking here yet. I'm sorry? Yeah, okay, so that's the Shaila for this, whether Rabbanim treat him like Metalflim because he is a movable object. That doesn't seem, I mean, I don't know if Tysus asked that Kasha. But that doesn't seem to bother the people as much as how does it work. Now, Tysus argues and says that Apotropis reads them, which is also, I mean, basically we take the Eved away from the cotton and give him to the Apotropis, which is also not so simple how do you do that. But again, that's a Tysus learning. I don't have a good answer in Rashi. I don't really have a good answer. According to Rashi, the purpose of Apotropos is just to figure out his good value. Does Archkol say Epshat in how the cotton frees him? Does he bring anything? Anybody on the phone with an Archkol?
Doesn't say.
But
is he out of power to free him? Does he talk about that?
Okay. Yeah, the second piece. It says look at 59A, but I don't have that paper.
I can't hear anybody.
Rabbi Mark Reven, but either way, how you slice it, aren't the Avadim compared to Karka?
That was the question that the Plato asked, and the answer is they are compared to Karka in a lot of things, but the mice are movable, and therefore Rashi learns they're included in the Takana.
Okay, thank you. I didn't hear his question, sorry.
Oh. Why doesn't talk about a button there at all?
Archul says to look at 59A.
He has to look at 59A for this or just for the Kayak to be
Makna? Rabban, yeah. The Kayak to be Makna Rabban.
That's the kind of Rabban. I get it. I don't know how it helps for freedom. Okay. Maybe I'll find something. I haven't seen a good chat that I remember, at least. Tana Rabban. Haimer Asisi Ploini Avdi Ben Chayrin. If somebody said, he came in, he told us, I freed this Evan. Or Asi Ben Chayrin. Or he has been made free.
What did this other partner do wrong? He wants to keep the Evan.
Again, we will learn that Mem Aleph, Ahmed Aleph into Ahmed Beis, that the Evan is in a very non-comfortable position, terrible position. When you're half an Evan and half a free, you can't marry anybody. It's not fair to have a person walking the planet that cannot work or marry anybody. And we do our best to enable him to do the mitzvah of at least Sheves, which means having children, which will be a discussion again. So
the first partner put the Evan in this predicament.
But now he's there.
Don't do that.
But he did it.
But we punish the first partner?
Again, he did it.
Correct.
He did it already.
It's his fault.
Okay. So it's his fault. So now, so don't give him after Yaina. What do you want to do then?
Maybe the second partner should buy the...
Too late now. He's free.
Should buy it from himself.
You can't buy an Evan, a Jewish person into an Evan Kanani.
Right.
The minute the first owner freed him, he's a Jew. He's a half a Jew. Partial Jew.
Let me comment to go past the point. We said yesterday that abolitionist is not what they're about.
Nah. Right.
So this guy's abolitionist. Why isn't he the beer?
Again, the bottom line is.
We can do
it's too late now. He's free.
No,
we
have, no. We know. What Faisal's saying beautifully is.
Thank you.
That
don't you feel much better? Your whole day is better now.
No. What he's saying is, you know what? Your shikur that you did have is not valid.
There's no such thing. You can't. You can't make a guy do it.
That was half the best in hefker. So save for that also. Save for that also.
Again.
Save for that also.
Again. Again. You cannot take a Jewish person and make him an Evan. He is a Jewish person.
He's only half a Jewish person.
So you can't take a half a Jewish person and make him an Evan Kanani.
It's not called.
How can you do that? They can't do that. What? Yes, I'm sorry, what?
Can't have half a Jewish person either.
Why not? What's wrong with having a Jewish person?
Still not chayav mitzvah.
Yes, half
chayav
mitzvah.
What does that mean?
Put
on one
tefillin? No, put on both tefillin. And Evan can wear tefillin if he has to.
He's Jewish from the part of Shukr.
Yeah.
So the Surin still.
He's stuck in the again, for all practical purposes. He's Jewish.
He was free from what? From the monetary aspect or the?
No, everything.
Can't say that he's chayav in all mitzvahs now.
Why not?
Because he's half a slave.
So he's half chayav, half not chayav, which means he does the mitzvahs for the half that's chayav.
He's not fully chayav.
Again, his half is chayav. His half is fully chayav. That's the money. That's the money. He has no. He's still a Jew. He can't because he's a half an Evan. Again, the monetary arrangement we make. The monetary arrangement we make will make. We can work the money out.
Does he count for a minute?
Probably not.
Is he not Jewish?
He's half Jewish. You can't, again, you can't ignore his half, either half. That's the problem. He can't marry a Jewish woman and he can't marry a Shivcha.
You can't say he's fully Jewish either.
I didn't say he's fully Jewish. I said his half is fully Jewish.
That means he's not fully Jewish.
Okay. I failed to see what you're trying to say.
I
let me ask you a question. Can he marry a Jewish woman?
No.
Can he marry a Shivcha?
No.
So then he's stuck. That's exactly what bothers Chazal.
What I'm saying is, why couldn't Beis Din make it so that he could just buy back to the...
You can't buy a Jew as an Eved. He is enough Jewish that you can't buy him back.
As an Eved Kanani.
As an Eved Kanani.
The whole concept of being a half to something doesn't really make sense.
Well, I have no problem with it. The bottom line is, Jesus, that you can't be an Eved Kanani if you're part Jewish.
He is half an Eved Kanani.
But the other half can't become an Eved Kanani.
I'm saying Chazal could make the rule.
No, they can't. They can't turn a guy into an Eved Kanani.
He already is an Eved Kanani.
Halfway.
They
can't make the other half, which is Jewish, into an Eved Kanani.
I don't see that as a hard difference.
Well, you can't do it. You can't see it, but it can't be done. Because you can't do,
yes.
You can't be, I tried to say there's something out there that, you know, that we...
Rabbi Cohen says it can't be done, it can't be done. Yes.
No, is that a correct thing to say that he's chayv and Jew for himself, but for the rabbin, he's not involved with them?
We treat him like a half a Jew and a half an Eved.
He has to be part of the
minute. No, because he's a half an Eved.
That's a Rabin thing, but he still has to daven
Talis and Tefillin. Yes, he has to daven
Talis
and
Tefillin. He has to keep all the mitzvahs, but he can't be part of the
Tzibur. It's a lot of things, right? He can't do. He can't marry a Jewish girl.
That's part of Tzibur, getting...
No, it's not a, it's a part of him.
Not Tzibur, but it's part of being involved with other people. He can't have that.
Word it any way you want. If that makes you comfortable that way, it makes you comfortable that way.
I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
It's no different. The bottom line is, he can do all the mitzvahs besides marry.
Marrying and minyan and...
Minyan is not his mitzvah.
Right.
He's chayiv and shayfer.
He's chayiv for himself.
He's chayiv and shayfer, but he can't be mitzi anybody.
Right.
He can't even be mitzi himself.
What's that?
Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that a chatzi can't even blow for himself. Because half of Eved is blowing for his half of Ben Chayrin. And that can't work. He has to hear from a Bar Chiyuvah. He's only a half of Bar Chiyuvah.
My statement is not right.
What's that thing called?
Today, unknown.
What happened in that case?
What do you mean?
Is he
chayav
mitzvah?
Is he chayav what? He's chayav a mitzvah.
No, the thing that Pfizer just said.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're talking about Andragonus?
Yeah.
Andragonus is a suffocation.
Oh, right. So what, is he chayav a mitzvah?
Yes, he might be an ish. Can he get married? It's Machlokas. We had it in Sugin Yavamah.
I know. I don't know what Sefer was, I remember, yeah. No, but I'm saying, you told Moshe, Shlita, that the Chayav Mitzvahs...
Yes! You're right, he can't make Kiddush himself. Unless you learn a woman can be made to a man. Which she can, Lechera. So, I mean, so the Eved can be my... I don't know, the Eved is kind of like a woman, yeah.
He can't do anything for full Eved.
Sorry?
He can't be my...
He's a cat. He's a half a slave and a half a free person. Take him... Every case has to be dealt with at that point. Tana Rabbanu. The guy uses any one of these languages. Now the Gemara is going to explain that he wrote these languages down. He writes in a star, the Gemara is going to say this, not me. He writes in a star, I freed this Eved. I freed, past tense. Or, Asi ben Chayrin, he is becoming free. Or, Hari Hu ben Chayrin, or he is free. Hari Hu ben Chayrin, that is enough to free him. Meaning, this is enough of a shichur. Writing any one of these languages in a star and handing it to the Eved is freedom. What if he writes, Asenu ben Chayrim, I will free him in the future. Not I am freeing him. Not I did free him. but I'm going to free him. Rabbi Aymekana, Rabbi says, I am going to free him with his shtar. That's what we translate the word to mean. The Chachamim Aymem Loikana, because it's talking about future, it's a promise that he'll free him, but there is no actual freedom. I'm Rabbi Yechanan, the Kulam Bishtar, it's talking about he wrote all this down. Because when you say Baal Peh, why is he going free? I will free him. Why does that mean he freed him? Where is the freedom? So therefore, this Gemara is talking about he wrote these languages down. Our question is to interpret, is this Ishtar Shichrur? So anything that writes past or present is Ishtar Shichrur. Anything that writes, I will, Rebbe understands that to mean, I will with this star. And Rebbe understands it to mean, I will one day. But not that he's committed that this star is a star ship.
Does that have anything to do with the marriage thing?
Nothing to do with marriage.
No, that lesson of that this thing was the ship was Zachiba with the marriage thing we had yesterday or 2 days ago.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
The whole thing was the ship. When
you say a certain language, that's... Tzibay v'skat tzibay? Yeah, yeah. No, that's different.
Why?
The shaila is that a lashon shichrur or not? This is a question of different languages. Different words mean different things.
Yes, there also
was a... It was a machloikas, right. Oh.
So that's the same machloikas?
No, it's not. It's a different case. Different words. Begin has said this whole brisa means he wrote these things down.
And when he says, I will... make him free.
So Rebbe interprets it to mean I will make him free with this star.
So the words don't count anything if you need a star for everything.
Let me say, shichur has to be done with a star.
Right.
So the question is, but the star has to say, I'm freeing.
Well, what else could the star be other than that? It's not getting him a star that says nothing on it.
Okay, so what if he says, I freed him, and he put it in the star? He writes down, I freed him.
That's not a star
shekhar. Well, the Gemara said that is a star shekhar.
Oh, right. Okay.
What if he says, I am freeing him? What if he says, I will free him? These are all in the star, and the question is this a star shekhar?
Well, why would a future one, I will free him?
The Rebbe says that means I will free him by giving him this.
What is it? I did free him is a... Star Raya.
Again, the Gemara is saying, you write a star, I free this Evan, hand it to the Evan, that's a star shikur.
We found this star.
He didn't find nothing. We see the guy hand this to his Evan.
We saw him do this.
Now. Yes, he's doing it right now. And we want to know, is that a way of freeing an Evan?
What's the normal protocol? What should the ideal Russian be? I'm hereby, with the star being shot.
That's like in a get harayat mutaris b'chol adam harayat meshuchar.
Yeah, that's present tense.
Present tense.
So how can past tense be good?
That's what the Gemara Chiddush is. They're writing in past tense is a way of freeing him.
Maybe he freed him with money and now he's freeing him.
No, again, that's not what it says. Let's read the Gemara. Let's do Rashi. No, it's not. Again, you want to argue the Gemara, you can argue the Gemara. I can't help it. The Gemara says not like you.
But Francis is fine.
Dr. Rashi, I'm a Sisi Ploini, Avdi Ben Chayrin, Asa Ben Chayrin, Hu Ben Chayrin, Chayrin, Echab Bilshan, Salolo, Arhu Ben Chayrin. Any of these languages is a way of freeing him. I made him free, and Ishtar is saying, I am freeing him. Asenu ben chayrin, Rabbi Amikana, the Haki Mashma. Asenu ben chayrin, b'shichru zeh, shani maitzu lo yachshav. I am making him free with this shichrur. But the custom lohani lishni b'shtari, he wrote these things down in Ishtar, umasalei, and gave it over to the guy. The chachamim ha'im lo'ikana, she'ein zu ala havtacha, she'asenu ben chayrin l'achaz man. All this is a promise that I will do it. B'shtar achar. V'adayin lo yasi, hasn't done it. Amar Rabbi Yechon of the Kulam B'shtar. Haya Aymer. Even though the Braisa used the word Ha'aymer, the Tani, that the Braisa learned, Kaisavu, means he wrote it. Shekasav lo'echa ben al-shayna salolu. He wrote in one of these languages. U'masaloy and gave it to him. Avu ba'mira ba'alma lo'yavi ben chayrin. But by speaking, you don't become free. Even the money doesn't go off. Umatzi lemehedrebe. Im loy kanu miyadai de chalipin. Okay, now Rashi is saying as follows. If he walks over to the Eved and says, I am freeing you, that's not being mafker him. If you say, I'm making you hefker, that's being mafker him. And the money goes off. I am freeing you means nothing. It's like walking over to you and say, I'm giving you $1,000. Till you hand over the $1,000, it's meaningless. Saying words doesn't free the Eved unless it's hefker. So now, Rashi is explaining, if this wouldn't be written in the shtar and given to the Eved as a shtar shikrur, it would just be spoken out. Speaking out does not create a shikrur, unless it was accompanied by a kinyan chalipin, which is like money, which is saying the Eved is buying himself out, which we had last week, or divrei shchivmera. If the owner is a shchivmera, he's dying, so then when he says, I am going to do this, what happens is, automatically, I'm doing this, automatically when he dies, the Eved becomes hefker. And the death removes the iser. So what happens is, a shchivmera can give a present by words. If he's not a shchivmera, he can't give a present by words. So that's why Rashi is explaining, this has to be written. Saying, I am freeing you, doesn't free the guy. Unless you say, I am after you. Again, that was a different story. That was a riot that he had freedom before.
What if he hadn't?
It's a big problem. But when we see a master putting on throne on his Eved, that tells us there must have been a freedom. It's taking the thing off the subject. No. If you're mafker him, not if you say, I am freeing you. T-boy is different. That's a star. In the star, it said T-boy Viscotchi boy. No.
The Umar.
In the star. In the star. Okay, let's finish this Rashi. So Rashi. Unless the guy got a chalipin, you can change your mind. Then that would be like buying yourself free with money. Somebody took a hat. Remember the hat? It was the wrong person that gave the wrong person. Period. The kulam b'shtar nami de sada. The next Gemara is going to say the same thing about a present of a field. And again the Gemara is going to say b'shtar means the same thing. He wrote those languages in a shtar. The ilub de burul amiknara. With words, you can't give a kinyan of a land. Okay, I'm going to stop right here in Rashi. I'm going to come back to the rest. And I want to learn the next Gemara so we should know what Rashi is referring to. Again, Tana Rabbana. I have given this field to somebody, to so-and-so. Nesuna Lepoini is being given to him. Harihi Shaloi, it is his. Harihi Shaloi, it belongs to the recipient. Et Nana Lepoini, I am giving this field to somebody. I will give this field to somebody. Future. Remei Rai Mekana, it means I am giving it to him with this star. And Rashi explains, it has to be written. You can't give a kinyan by saying, this field is yours. How does it become yours? Unless it's a shchiv mera, or unless it was a kinyan chalipin. There's got to be a kinyan. So the kulam b'shtar means all these things have to be written and given to the guy. But the shtar has to be a valid shtar. So the language, I gave it, I am giving, it is his, or valid kinyanim. Whereas, I will give is a machloikas. That's the same machloikas as we have by Evan.
So how do we know hefker can
do
the
D-word? Hamaf karabda,
maybe it was a star?
No, hefker can do the D-word.
My question was, how do we know
that? I have no idea. All hefker is done the D-word. All hefker is done the D-word. But then he doesn't belong to the second guy. He made him hefker, he's hefker, he belongs to himself.
He says it's hefker.
Zuktrashi.
One of the things that an eved is benefiting from is ownership of a star shichur. They can show it to people in case they have
to. No, a second. A woman benefits from a get that she can show it to people. But without a get, she's not divorced. Same thing.
An eved would like to have the star shichur with him, so nobody will let him.
He needs the star shichur to become free.
But over here, but he becomes hefker and
nobody made him hefker here.
I'm just asking in general. If his kriyat shema says he'll go free, right. He doesn't have a star.
Correct.
He'll go free.
Right.
He'll call himself. So the benefit of having the star, people will have to explain himself.
He'll have a hard time.
Have
a hard time.
Well, the basin can give him a receiver.
Whatever it is.
That's not a star.
Dr. Ashiv, Anisha Mati, I had heard of Pshat. The Bekula Mishtar means Tzarech Lichtav Get Shechrur. That these words are not enough, you also need a Shtar Shechrur. Meaning the second Pshat's learning, these were verbal. This was not a Shtar. This was verbal. He said, I gave this field to somebody, or I gave this Eved. I freed this Eved. So we require him to also write a Shtar Shechrur. That's what the second shot learns. The chay gabesod the tzarach lichtav lo shtar matana. Let me just finish. The aimer diktani amir baalmi. This shot says aimer means he said it. But if he said it, we make him put it on paper and give it to the eved. If he said it, we make him give the present. So trashi b'yesh lahakshas. Bishlam megad the eved ikulamemer b'losh echeres paka kaspe. By eved, you can make an argument that when he said I freed him, you removed the money. You did. So you can make an argument. So we force shechur because he's a no more king your mama. The kana eved atzmat ben chayor. You could make such an argument, right? Like people were tithing. No, when you said I freed him, that's like saying I was mafker him. But avagavi son the mikel amei mahachi. You say I gave the guy a present. You're mechuyev to give him the present because you said you gave him a present. I gave Mr. Goldstein the field. So I said, how does it become Mr. Goldstein? Why are you forcing me to write a star? By an Eved, you can make an argument. If I said I freed the Eved, you can say, oh, you made him Hefker, so write a star now. But by field, I gave this field as a present. Why am I behooved to give it to him now? Because I said I gave it to him? There's no king you made yet. Words don't mean anything. And even if you want to make an argument, then when I said I gave Mr. Goldstein the field, I'm a moida that I did a kinyan beforehand. I'm saying, I gave it to him. I admit that it belongs to him. And therefore now, it belongs to him. That works in past tense. But you say, I will give the field. How could Rebbe say that works? Rebbe said it works, or a mayor said it works. Who was it? Rebbe. It's future.
Mayor.
Must be this is written in a shtar and handed over. So Rashi brings a second shot. The second shot means that the Gemara meant he verbally said it. And we say, since you said it, write it down and give it to him. So by Eved, we can work it out. By field, past tense, you can work it out. But by I will give him a field, why are we forcing him to write a shtar? He can change his mind.
Does Rebbe agree with the rebuttal by the field?
Actually, stick to his first shot, which is that this is not verbal. This is being written and handed over. Yes.
Does Rebbe agree with rebuttal on the by the field?
No, he argues there too. Same Rebbe.
It says Reb Meir.
They change it to Rebbe. The Bach changes it to Rebbe. I should have pointed that out. The Bach changes it to Rebbe. It's the same Achloikas. According to Rashi, writing down, will give it to him, is that giving it to him now or not? So Rashi does offer a second shot, but it says it doesn't work. It doesn't work by a field. It's the same cases. So if the second one doesn't mean verbal, either does the first one. Tana Rabbanan. Aymer Asisi Ploini Avdi Ben Chayrin. Guy walks in and tells people, you should know I freed the Eved. He's not giving him a star now. He's telling us a fact. I freed this Eved. This Eved is a free man. I freed him. I gave him a star a while back. Okay, that's an admission that you freed the Eved. V'voimer, v'yasoni. And the Eved says he never freed me. So here we're stuck. The owner's saying I freed the Eved. The Eved said I never got freed. So what do we do? Is he an Eved? Is he not an Eved? The Eved claims I never got freed. I'm an Eved Kanani. I'm not Chayiv and Tzvon. And the owner said I freed him. He's not my Eved anymore. I freed him. Zok the Gemara, Chayshina Hashem Azikaloi Deyachar. What we assume happened is that he freed him by giving him the Shtar Shechur to somebody else. You don't have to hand the Shtar Shechur to the Eved. It's a schus. So therefore I can walk over to anybody and say, be kinder for this Eved. The Eved will never know about it, or doesn't know about it now, but he's free. So when the owner said, I freed him, and the Eved said, no, he never gave me a Shtar Shechur, they both might be saying the truth. He never handed it to the Eved, but he handed it to somebody else to be kinder for the Eved. So we said, the Eved's free. The guy admits he freed the Eved. At least for the money, he's free. Say, Dawes Baldin. I, the Eved, says I never got freed. There's a way to free him without the Eved ever knowing. Rashi. Shem Ezekiel get cheres ay deyachar. The Amalai. And he said to him, Zechi boy lupleini. Uschusu loy v'zach loy shloy b'fanav. Now, Tysus learns, that's what we assume happened. Not a suffix. We assume that's what happened. We consider him a Vadai Ben Chayrin because we say that's what happened. Next.
Rabbi, can I ask a question about this?
Sure.
We've had this before, but I don't understand the concept that this owner is appointing someone a shaliach to receive for his slave as opposed to deliver for him. In other words, in my mind, someone who's asking someone to do something for him has the ability to do that, but not to do an act for a third person. I don't understand where the master, the owner, has the power to appoint someone to do something here, receiving it for his slave. Is it because his slave doesn't have full bechira?
Stop for a minute. Forget about slave. Let's say I want to give $1,000 present to someone, and he's not here. I want to give it to him. So I go over to anybody. I say, do me a favor. Be kind of this for that guy. This present. So since it's a benefit for the recipient, we say that you don't need his permission to be an agent for him. You're automatically an agent for anybody for benefit. Whenever it's beneficial to him, we say you don't need an appointment of an agent. The act of benefit is enough to make everybody an agent for the recipient.
Gemara assumes that the slave would want it. But there's like many instances where a recipient does not want the gift.
To go free. The Rabbanan say every Eved wants to go free. The Eved's just being honest. He's saying, I never got free. Nothing doesn't want to be free.
I understand. I understand. I'm just saying that takes away, let's say it's not even an Eved. It's just a person with a gift. It takes away the Bechira of the beneficiary.
He assumes it's beneficial to him.
Overwhelming
majority of people like to receive presents.
I know, but it's overwhelmingly a number of people may not want it from a certain person. It may look bad. It may feel bad. It may be with ill-gotten gains. I understand what you're telling me. You're saying that there's going to be a presumption here no matter what, that a recipient wants something that is generally beneficial to them. I'm making the point that there are so many exceptions to that rule. If someone comes and tries to give something to me, I want to know what do you want? I don't know you. What do you want? Or we have the instances of the slave who refuses.
A question which I'm not sure, sir. If you walk over to a guy and say, take $10,000 for this person, and the person says, I don't want your $10,000, is it a present retroactive or not? Meaning, can he cancel because he's saying, I never wanted it? Right? We assume that the guy wants it, and we say the $10,000 is the recipient. What if he tells us, I don't want it?
Yeah.
So maybe in that case, maybe it's not a present. I'm not sure. The same thing would be with his Evan. If he says, I don't want to be free, it might be different than I wasn't free. And I wasn't free to saying a statement of fact. This master is delusional. He never gave me anything. So I don't know. You're asking a good question. What if the recipient doesn't want it? So I think it's not at that point, it's not good, retroactively. The assumption is that he'll want it. The difference is I gave a guy $10,000 to be kind for somebody, and I changed my mind. Can I take it back? The assumption is that once he took it, he was kinder for the other guy. I can't take it back. No backseats. It happened. Because he's an agent of the recipient based on that presumption. We'll continue to mention Shem again tomorrow, but I have a wonderful day.